to the Sunday Class Dance 155 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday the 11th of February 2024. Opened with Graham Bell leading Stephen Carkery's band in a Kiri march with the tune Ali and Helen Bell of Churnside by Stephen. Stephen and Graham are running a slimmed down version of the normal Angus Accordion and Fiddle Festival in Arbroath on the first weekend in July, which I hope to go to if I can sort out some accommodation. On the country dancing scene, various dances will be appearing this week to mark St. Valentine's Day, and I've dug out C'est l'amour, or The Flirt, which is an 8x32 bar jig, first published in 1830, and this version is from RSCDS Book 34. First Lady is The Flirt, but settles with her partner in the end. It's a very simple dance, in fact good for beginners, and certainly gives plenty of practice in casting and stepping up and down, as well as setting. There are three recordings, and this is the non-RSCDS one. Rob Gordon and his band from the Complete Caledonian Ball. Thank you. The lead tune for C'est l'amour, or The Flirt, is The Pleasures of the Night by A. Bland. Enough said. The other two tunes which Rob Gordon played are The Quarryman and Juniper Jig, both by Charles F. Sherritt. Another dance which I have been teaching recently is by Roy Goldring, All for Mary. Hello to Marys everywhere. Ones cross, cast, Petronella to the centre line, and all set in lines across. Advance, retire, ones Petronella to second place, and all set in lines on the side. The last 16 bars are two right shoulder reels of three, the first on the side and then across, giving right shoulder to the same person to start both reels. It is fourth corner position, or the person on your right, at the end of bar 16. Muriel Johnston's band recorded a track for this dance on the Haste Ye Back CD in 1998. Muriel Johnston's band began that with Muriel's tune Stack of Cards, then Willie Anderson of Beast by George Bell, Or the Muir to Ketty, traditional, and Carling Walk Hornpipe by Gene O'Connor. The 11th of February 660 BC is the traditional date for the foundation of Japan by Emperor Jimmu. So our first Strathbey today is the three-couple city of Wisteria, devised by Peter Marshall for the Kaskabi Scottish Dancing Group's 15th anniversary in 2019. Check out the video in which Peter is first man. Luke and Adam Brady are playing, and the first tune is Mayumi Strathbey by Luke. This weekend was Chinese New Year. China is not big on Scottish dance like Japan is, so I have resorted to standard symbolism and looked for dragon dances. The White Dragon, an 8x32 bar jig, is by Yuko Kondo, included in the Happy Tartan set and therefore links to the last dance. Ones turn right, cast and dance half a figure of eight to the right, then four half reels of three a la tambourine reels. Ones pass each other by the left, and three couples circle to the right in four bars, and all set. Kana Otake and Akiko Kasama recorded the Happy Tartan CD. Thank you. tunes for The White Dragon were La Petite Spirale by Cana Otarque, Heather Hills and The Irish Hut, both traditional, and Bung Your Eye by Neil Gow. Now, no theme, a random choice of one of my favourite dances, Blooms of Bon Accord. At least 18 different versions of that, but my favourite has to be that one by Sandy Nixon and his band on Highlander Music Volume 1. The Blooms of Bon Accord by James Scott Skinner, then Staten Island, The Stornoway Sailor by Neil Grant and Willafjord. Back to, I can't call it a theme, but a thread from our opening piece of music when I referenced the Angus Accordion and Fiddle Festival. And also today's date, on 11th of February 55, the death under mysterious circumstances of Tiberius Claudius Caesar Britannicus, heir to the Roman Empire, on the eve of his coming of age, cleared the way for Nero, that famous fiddler, to become emperor. Our eight-time Strathspey, therefore, is Fiddle Faddle, first published by John Johnson in 1748 and included in Book 12 by the SCDS in 1938. It begins calmly, with one setting, casting off, setting, then First Lady casts up as First Man casts down. Then there are two diagonal reels of three, but not as we are used to. First Lady is dancing with Second and Third Men on the line from First Lady's place to Second Man's place, while First Man is dancing with Second and Third Ladies on the line from Second Lady's place to Third Man's place. Then there are reels of three on own sides, finishing with ones facing first corners for turn, corner partner, corner partner. Interesting, but not a dance I've ever done or seen on a programme. There are three recordings, and I have chosen one by Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent. Thank you. Bobby Brown began with the traditional Stumpy, then Miss Edmonston of Newton, Miss Stewart of Grantully, which is by Neil Gow, and finally Cutty's Wedding. Next, another old favourite, Waverley, or Fergus MacIver. This came back to mind because I have been asked by one of my ex-beginners to teach the Poussette, both Quick Time and Strathspey. Although this dance is 48 bars and includes double triangles, which is another 8 bars of setting, it is fun and relatively easy to remember the sequence. Chase, chase, set and change twice, Poussette, DTs, and then in and out the windows. And since we are talking fiddles, here are Fiddlesticks and Ivory from Gillies on the Golden Gate. Thank you. Fiddlesticks and Ivory played The Lawland Lads Think They Are Fine by John Serene, Colonel Ridley's Quickstep by Abraham McIntosh, and two traditional tunes, The Cock of the North and Oh, As I Was Kissed Yestreen. Now, more up-to-date, Roy Goldring again, and another Good for Beginners dance with great music. A Reel for Alice is for five couples, once and to the bottom. And with real beginners, you can miss out the cross down on bars 1 and 32 without affecting the dance. Ian Robertson and Muriel Johnston recorded the CD. Another Neil Gow tune, Harriet, followed by The Morning After by Eric Allen and two by Muriel Johnston, Stanley Byrne and The Duchess. And another diversion by me for this 3x48 bar Strass Bay by Alex Gray. Buchan's Country is for a longwise set but uses the swirl, better known from the Dreamcatcher, to get ones facing first corners. It then has special reels of four, where the ones dance as for reels of four, but corners dance half turn and twirl twice. A nice dance and lovely music from Alex's son James with Susie Petrov.
Thank you.
James Gray wrote all three tunes, Witchwood, Margot's Way, and Patrick Chamois' Strathspey. Now bang up to date, but also excellent for beginners, is the recently RSCDS adopted The Galloping Carousel, and it's great to have a CD from David Oswald and his band. David and his band played Killairn by T. Green and Gordon Davidson of Bankery by Graham Mitchell. This was David's son Stuart's debut recording, ably following in his master's footsteps, Max Ketchin. So to our last dance. No messing about here, a classic in every way. Brattock Banner by John Drury to Andrew Rankin's 1971 recording, Bag's Eye Third Place. The tune Brattock Banner is by George Eliot and Callum Kennedy, and Highland Donald and the Black Bear are traditional. Remembering it is Valentine's Day this week, we are playing out with the waltz which Marian Anderson wrote for Max for their wedding, for which Stuart Oswald played drums at the party when she presented it to him. Love life to the max, a thought for everyone. Thanks for joining me, thanks Ewan and Andy, and join me next week for the last show of my third year. Bye!